Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to Top Stories. I am producer Chris. For today's top story, it's a momentous day from history that's being marked. Bugle issue 104 looked back at Nelson Mandela's release from prison 20 years earlier, and everything has been fine since.
Top story this week, and well, the 11th of February 2010, it was a very special 20th anniversary this year, commemorating an event that shook the world, an event people couldn't really believe was actually happening, a shock whose aftermath reverberates to this day. Mike Tyson was knocked out by Buster Douglas. And on the undercard that day, Nelson Mandela was let out of jail. He must have thought, what power I have in these fists, I knock Mike Tyson out. Next thing we know, Nelson Mandela's walking down the street. So what were you doing on the 11th of February 1990.
It's an interesting thing, isn't it? Nelson Mandela's release became one of those "where were you" moments. So everyone remembers what they were doing when he took those first steps for freedom. Personally, I remember watching it on my parents' black and white TV in our kitchen, and I was at that age where not only did I realise that this was a major moment of history for the world, but I also knew this was probably going to delay lunch. I was old enough to understand the gravitas of the moment, not quite old enough to handle that gravitas in an appropriate manner. How long is this sandwich going to be delayed, you think? Are we talking 30 minutes or up? Because if so, I'm going to try and eat a biscuit on the sly.
Well, I'll tell you what I was doing. I was being born. Oh, no, sorry, I'm mixing myself up with Princess Aya Bint Al Faisal of Jordan. No, what I was actually doing, John, of course, it was a special day for me as well. It's my 9th birthday, and I was very excited. I was wondering why everyone was making such a fuss about an old man on the telly when it was my special day. And I vowed that I would compensate by forming a all-girl supergroup and winning 5 Grammy Awards. Oh, no, hang on, I'm mixing myself up with Kelly Rowland. No, what I was doing, John, I was a 15-year-old boy, John, with a South African father, some of whose family had strong links to the ANC and knew Nelson Mandela personally, and I was abuzz with anticipation, John, at that time. It was, not really at Mandela's release, but the fact that the West Indies v England Test Series was about to begin about a week later. And it was really the first time in my young life that England were going to be taking on the Caribbean Giants with an outside chance of not being whipped like a naughty egg white. So I was excited. Yeah, I was very excited. But I was excited. You know, obviously, it was exciting to see Mandela released as well. I remember as I watched the momentous event unfolding momentously on the telly, although I, of course, had a colour television because I'm from a much better family than you. One of the iconic moments of the 20th century, potent symbol of human progress, a beacon of hope to the disenfranchised people of the world. I remember asking my father, does this mean that England can play South Africa at cricket again? Big friend of the family, of course, Big Nelson. Welcome round Shay Zaltzman any time he wants. Doesn't even have to book a table, like most visitors to our house.
Wow, that is very nice, Andy. That's a big offer.
Yep.
It was great news for South Africa 20 years ago. Even better news for all of humanity. Slightly less good news, I would argue, for cricket, Andy. The best news of all being for Big Nell himself, who managed to deliver a speech of superhuman restraint after being released after 27 years, in that it somehow, incredibly, didn't start with the words, "What the f***?" was that about? Seriously, what the f*** was the last 27 years about? I'm going to need some answers, because I'm pissed off now. Pissed off. Holy shit, that was a long time. I mean, that was a really long time. As part of the celebrations this week, they reenacted in South Africa Mandela's Walk to Freedom. And when I first read that headline, Andy, I had a horrible split-second thought that they might have jailed him again just so they could re-release him. Because that would have been a very nervy moment for Nelson. Yeah, sure, I'm going to get in the cell, but let's just be clear, this is a reenaction, right? It's definitely a reenaction. It's just, the last time you got me in here, you left me here for nearly three decades. Well, I don't think I am thumping on about it. I don't think I'm actually doing that. Mandela, who's now 91 or 64, if you don't count the years that were stolen from him, attended a special session of Parliament where he heard President Zuma deliver a tribute. And President Zuma said, in the two decades since the release of Madiba, which is Mandela's clan name, our country has changed fundamentally. President Mandela united this country behind the goal of a non-sexist, non-racial, democratic and prosperous South Africa. And those are very noble thoughts, Andy, beautifully expressed, but they do ring a little hollow coming from a man who's been charged with rape, racketeering and corruption, who's been married five times and who's just had his 20th child. 20 children, Andy. He's also said that gay marriage was a disgrace to God and that when growing up a homosexual would not have stood in front of me, I'd have knocked him out. What I'm saying is President Zuma actually achieves the impossible. He manages to make you appreciate Nelson Mandela even more.
Well, to be fair, he did do the whole speech without marrying or impregnating anyone. So I mean,
that's true.
You know, he's learning, clearly. It does prove what an incredible man Mandela is, the dignity and grace he's shown as a symbol of hope for our stroppy species. And I think looking back, we can now all agree that apartheid was definitely a bad thing.
Yeah, I think we're at that point.
Rude. Very, very rude.
It was impolite.
It was a time of amazing change for the world 20 years ago. In the space of a year, we had the end of the Soviet Union, the fall of the Berlin Wall, the end of apartheid, Nelson Mandela freed, and Canada rediscovered after lying dormant and undetected for 35 years. It was all happening.
Hear more of our shows. Buy our Dancy Lagarde book and donate here. www.thebuglepodcast.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to Quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.